Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to another video and podcast about the World Cup. It's Fantasy Football Scout here. What we're doing is we have got a whole bunch of videos and shows looking at what's happening in the World Cup with an eye on the fantasy games people are playing. In my case, Sky, and in Tom's case, the official game. My one's better, so, but more of that perhaps later. What this one is a real stats focus. So familiar viewers on Fantasy Football Scout will see me and Tom look at the captaincy choices each week and go through all the stats. We're going to do a very similar thing for the World Cup as well. We've got stats on tough tackling, slick passing, sharp shooting, all the things that in the main fantasy games you get points for. So Tom, how are you?
Good, thanks, Joe. Enjoying the football, and there's been a lot of it, hasn't there? A lot of injury time at the end of each match, hence we're a bit later starting today.
Well, that's it. I mean, I scheduled this for 12. I thought, you know, the Argentina-Saudi Arabia game will be finished in good time. We can just get on to this, hop on the stream and have a chat afterwards. But no, this World Cup, every single stop and knock and niggle and everything is monitored, and so the matches are lasting somewhere around 110 minutes now, 105
some
minutes
of them. I think we just got close to 105 with Argentina Saudi Arabia, which is kind of crazy, but that seems to be the norm in this World Cup.
Lots of issues to look at there. Just before we dive into some of those stats that we've got so far, we'll look at we're going to sort of have a sort of slight captaincy slant as well to this. We're looking at the next few games and just see who we'll captain. But we're going to be back in next week, and we've got lots of other videos as well from all our other presenters like Andy and Gianni, etc. and Az. I've got TalkSport Fan Zone. Tom, what's that about?
Yeah, so TalkSport are hosting a World Cup Fan Zone, which is happening under the arches at London Waterloo. Now, that is a venue quite a few people might be familiar with, because it's where Fantasy Football Fest was held. There you go then. So it's in exactly the same venue. I think it's 1,000 capacity. It's a big old venue.
Nice. It's big and nice.
Yeah. So they're going to be basically showing every World Cup game live on giant screens. There is going to be Q&As. There is live radio broadcasts there. Food, drink, etc. So you can basically go on the site, you can pick a game. I think the tickets start at about £7.50, and you get a free drink upon arrival. So hardly anything, really.
Yeah.
And it looks like there's going to be a really good atmosphere down there for the game. So have a look at that. I think there's going to be some details in the description below. But if you're in and around London and you fancy a day out with your mates, go and watch the football and have a look at that.
Sounds good. We've got a link in the description as well, so do have a look at that. And if I was in London, I wasn't in the depths of Somerset, I'd consider that myself. That sounds good.
Same for me. It's a little bit too far. But if you're in reaching distance with London. Definitely worth a look.
Rightio. Let's move on to some of those stats there. So in the, well, the Sky game I'm playing, and I understand in the official game as well, tackling, you get extra points for. Passing, or successful passing, you're getting extra points for in the Sky game. There is also, I guess, chances created, key passes in the official game as well. So as we go on with this series, we'll mention them, but there hasn't been too much so far. And also saves as well are important. So just before we look at the tackling ones, I've noted the Dutch, the Netherlands keeper had four saves in the Sky game. So he was doing well. So that Senegal, we're having a go, but they couldn't quite make it. Matt Turner for the USA had a couple of saves as well, but there wasn't too much to know. I put in my notes here question mark from Martinez, but I thought he was going to get a clean sheet, but everyone joins us after Saudi Arabia. Is that the shock of I know this World Cup,
but
the shock of any World Cup?
I mean, Argentina had gone into the game. I think they were 36 games unbeaten, hadn't lost since 2019. So, yeah, a massive upset, that one. And now there's obviously extra emphasis on their next match against Mexico on Saturday, because they're going to need a reaction from that. And they're going to need, they don't want to be drawing that game.
No.
They want to be going into that final game with 3 points. So, yeah, for captain seeing stuff like that, you know, you back them to do something on that one. So that might be a good shout for Messi again at the weekend.
This is the first game at 10 a.m. UK time, which is, I understand, 7 a.m. their time, local time.
What? I'm not actually sure about that.
I heard it was difference. Quite early.
Might be right.
Okay. I'm not sure. Anyway, I don't know whether that will have an impact, but that's not the Argentina would expect, and it's certainly not the Saudi Arabia would expect. So something's helping them and not helping Argentina. Let's have a look at some tacklers, some tough tacklers. Looking down this list here, hopefully you've got those in your notes as well, Tom. I've got tackles one and also tackles. So, you know, they're both going to be good indicators. Their tackles one, obviously really, really useful for Sky. Tyler Adams is at top, six tackles one. He's won all of his six tackles. And then Bracedo, Ecuador, really good game for Ecuador. Those back in Ecuador assets, seven tackles, five tackles one. Then it's loads of England players as well. So Trippier's in there, five tackles one. Bellingham in midfield. So that's going to be useful, I would imagine, for the official game. Mepham at Wales, four tackles, all one. Estupinan, three tackles, one, four tackles there. But I had a bonus for him in Sky, but it was taken away. So that may be slightly disputed, that figure. This is good. So looking at this list here, what names appeal to you for any matches coming up soon?
Well, I'm playing the official game, as you mentioned earlier, Joe. So the only players on this list which that is relevant to is midfielders.
Yeah.
They get an extra point for every three tackles.
Okay.
Now, as everybody who's playing the official game is aware, it's not great. There's been problems from the start. There were players added very, very late to it. And now a lot of players in the game have incorrect scores due to, I think they said, data feed issues.
Okay.
It says they are working to resolve this. But if you log into the app now, the scores are all over the place. I mean, for example, we've got Bellingham, who I think on the app is on 8 points. Now, I've calculated that it's seven, because you get 1 point for playing over 60 minutes. You get 5 points for playing a goal. And as you can see from that table there, he should get 1 point for three tackles. So there's issues there. But obviously that is showing what Bellingham is a very good player in it, because he's box to box. So he's going to do well for tackles. He's got the goal, obviously. Mm-hmm. So he's so involved. And something like this, the tough tacklers table, is going to reward players like that. Tyler Adams there, he should have got an additional 2 points for those six tackles. Now, he's just showing with 1 point on the app, but hopefully when it updates, he should be on three. And then the only other players on that list, which is relevant to the official game being midfielders, I think, is Nampalis Mendy and Harry Wilson at Wales.
Okay.
again, just to add a bit more confusion to it, the FIFA game doesn't say if it's every three tackles or every three tackles one. So if you open it up to just tackles, then I think players like De Jong appear and things like that. So it's all, look, we're being vague here because we don't know exactly how it's working with the official game. Okay. But you're only getting an extra point for those three tackles. So it's good with a player like Bellingham, but I don't think it would elevate a player like Tyler Adams being up to become an option.
Okay. So with my Sky hat on, all of the defenders here, that all counts really for the okay. tackling. So as an example there, so Trippier there, five tackles, one. England conceded. But I've ended up with 7 points from Trippier and so the other owners. So he gets 2 points for starting. He loses a point for goals, conceded. But he's passing tier two, so he gets the bonus on passing, as we'll come to the passing in a bit. So he got an extra 3 points for there, and he got the tackles tier two, that's just the top rate for the bonus for tackling, and so we got an extra 3 points there. So I end up with 7 points from him, so I'm quite pleased with that. Those that went for I believe there was other bonus, they didn't quite make this table, but there's other bonus there for the likes of we'll come to him in a minute, John Stones. But basically in the Sky game, tough tackling, centre-backs and full-backs who are doing the tackling will get you extra points there. But if you can combine them with those that pass as well. So that's where often the centre-backs are. Because if you think of it, if a centre-back, if a team like England, say, dominating, the likes of John Stones and Harry Maguire, they're just going to kick the ball to each other for a little
bit. This is a completed pass rather than a key pass, is it, James? So they're rewarding you
what they call a successful pass. But we'll come to the passing in a minute. But just highlighting that for those looking at the sort of tough tackling, you get extra points there. But if you combine that with the type of player of which a centre back would be, or perhaps a defensive midfielder, Presedo. Ecuador, I liked. I didn't like the look of before because I didn't know who he was, but now I do. But it looks like a quite good potential asset for particularly Sky managers there. But you know, it could be as well just looking at round two, Ecuador. Oh well, against the Netherlands, but you know, Netherlands weren't amazing against Senegal. They were good.
Yeah, a couple of late goals, wasn't it?
So you never know there. I just wondered if the tackling bonus there might pay off, maybe for some of their midfielders as well, and their defenders. But
he got the assist as well, didn't he, in the opening match with that cross for Valencia. So might be one to monitor.
Senegal play Qatar in the round two. Of this. So looking at some. So if you're looking at extra points as well, it's mainly Sarr. Could be good, obviously from attacking threat, but if he's getting points for tackles as well,
if he's the, you know, without Mane there, he's the kind of that winger now that they're going to be turning to kind of create and offer that goal scoring threat. So then if you tie that in with somebody who's going to get some tackles in and some passes as well, then you're winning.
So Ecuador players, Estupinan as well is there. So that bodes well for investing in Senegal players when they play Qatar next round. Let's move on to passing. Let's have a look here. Slick passes. England dominating. So looking at successful passes here. So John Stones, 117. And all bar one of those were successful. So that's good going. Bellingham as well from midfield. So that's where, for the official game, that's very useful. Jude Bellingham there, 96 passes, 92 successful. Luke Shaw, really high up, more than 100 passes. Rice as well for England. And then moving down, another one, Trippier, we've already mentioned. So Trippier's getting the tackling and the passing. That could be handy. Harry Maguire getting successful passes. This is what I mean about the Sky game. Centre-backs passing the ball to each other, it all counts, and it just racks them up. Wales doing okay in the tackling, but it's the USA really for the passing there. So Ream,
had a lot of the ball,
and Zimmerman as well, and Mendes for Ecuador. Was that Hincapie for Ecuador, and a Qatari player as well. So Kuki, Yeah, just looking at the slick passes. I mean, you with your official game hat on and me with my Sky hat on. What sort of appeals there? I mean, the eye-catching one's John Stones, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but for the official game, yeah. they're not rewarding us for this. So the column
doesn't reward.
I know. Well, the column that we want to be looking at is the one to the right of that, which is chances created. Yeah. Now it's called key passes. It's called key passes in the official game. Now, a key pass with Opta isn't just a chance created; it's got an assist on top. But I think that key passes in the official game is just basically chances created.
Right. Okay,
and it only applies to midfielders.
Okay,
so pre-Argentina Saudi Arabia, the only players that had hit this target so far were De Jong, Pulisic, and Wilson.
Right.
So there's only three players. Now, I think in that Argentina match, I think there might have been one more midfielder added to it, but obviously it's really limited.
Yeah.
That just doing a successful pass isn't enough in that game.
Yeah.
And Pulisic was a player that I think you had him in. You had him, didn't you?
I've got
you,
Pulisic.
Match,
yeah.
He got
I think it was a couple of chances created in that game.
Yeah.
But he certainly got obviously extra points for that assist there.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, Harry Wilson, Pulisic. Got. I think it was a couple of chances created each, but it's once again these Senegal lads, especially Sarr. So we mentioned Sarr last time, and getting those tackles in. But he's also in terms of chances created. I think he's quite high up there. I think it was four.
Yeah, and you would expect players like De Bruyne, Bruno Fernandes over the next couple of days. You would expect, you know, we've seen in the Premier League, De Bruyne can go and create 6, 7, 8 chances a game. So that's where, if the game works and actually starts rewarding players for this, which it should do, eventually we should see some, if they can tie that in with a goal or an assist or something, they can get some big scores.
Great stuff. Well, let's have a look at the sharpshooters then. So you get points for shots on target in the official game. Is that correct?
That's just forwards. Yeah. So you get an extra point for every two shots on target. Now, as you can see in this, there's only two players that applies to pre-Argentina, Saudi Arabia.
Once again, in the Sky game, it's just anyone. Just having shots on target.
So Saka,
Saka was the... Now, you and Neil asked me to do a Sky article with a team reveal and introducing them about my strategy. And I spent ages on that, and I got this great strategy. And I had Saka in there, so I delivered that to you, and there it is, and it's in print. So everyone thought, "Ooh, I'll get Saka. He's got Saka."
And then,
at the weekend, I just had a bit of a wobble, and I just thought I'll go for Harry Kane, you know, sure thing, captain him, and allow and get Trippier in from the off rather than move to him. So my strategy changed slightly, very slightly. But anyway, at least I tipped him. But yeah
and you got in Kane, who got two assists yesterday. So it's not terrible.
But yeah, Saka is top here with three shots on target, obviously to score two goals. Three shots, so the three shots were all on target. I think in the Sky game he got 17 points, so I think he is the top scorer currently. But then you got Taremi, Iran, Valencia, Ener Valencia, we saw that as well, his two shots on target, obviously two goals.
Same for Taremi, three shots, two shots on target, two goals, of course.
Gay at Senegal, Sabali at Senegal as well, and Dia at Senegal, so lots of them. And then Rashford made use of his sub appearance there, getting a shot on target. And Ben Davis at Wales, who almost scored, but he's had a couple of shots and one of those on target. So he could be interesting, although I don't know if you're going to get too many clean sheets from him. Maybe
they weren't great in the first half last night, were they, Wales? They were under the cosh for quite long periods, and Kiefer Moore came on at half time and they looked better after that. But coming out of that game, I wouldn't be thinking there'll be too many clean sheets in their remaining.
And I've just got a slight update on, because I've got Captain Messi in this game, so one of the few Argentina players to actually get points. He got obviously 5 points for his goal and he started, but he got shots tier two, which means he got three extra points. Quite seen how many shots he got, but obviously you would imagine a lot.
Well, I'm just having a look at Messi for the official game now. He got 6 points is logged now because he got the goal, but I think he had three shots on target, so he should get that extra point for that as well. So seven. So that's quite a tricky amount if you've captained him.
Yeah.
It feels like you should probably switch to another player, maybe Neymar or something. But seven isn't bad. Yeah. So, yeah, that's that kind of annoying kind of figure where you don't know whether to kind of stick or twist.
No, okay, no. So, I mean, as the tournament goes on, these are sort of introductory tables, really, because we only had a few games.
Yeah.
We're recording this streaming this just after, like, seconds after the Argentina match finished. So, we got those stats to add in as well. Just before we go, we wrap up, we'll just look at some of the fixtures here. So we've got now in the official game, you have a captain and you can move from it if you feel you can get more points from a captain the next day.
Just once, you can do that. Yeah, in each match day. Yeah,
and I don't mean to brag, but in the Sky game, you just keep those points and you just move on. So I've moved on from Estupiñán to Kane to Messi. Tomorrow will be De Bruyne, and then I'll go for Neymar. I'm going to keep all those points. Well, hopefully I'll get some more points. So let's have a look. I'm only doing it because we've got lots of videos coming up, lots of other presenters as well. So we're just going to do it for 2 or 3 days here so far. So Wednesday, we've got Morocco against Croatia, Germany against Japan, Spain against Costa Rica, and Belgium against Canada. So for me, De Bruyne in the Sky game looks the standout against Canada. But am I... I mean, I'm assuming Canada are pants compared to Belgium.
I think if Alphonso Davies is fit, I'm not quite sure that the hints were that he was going to be. I don't think they're a bad team, but I think, somebody like De Bruyne you're going to be looking at. There is no Lukaku. I don't think he's fit.
No.
So it'll probably be Batshuayi up front, I guess. Okay. But, De Bruyne is never a bad option, is he? I think if you wanted to look elsewhere, I think Sané's out of the Germany game tomorrow as well, I heard earlier. Mm-hmm. Maybe Musiala, if you want to go for somebody a bit young and quite an exciting pick at Spain. I've got Sarabia in my own team and looking forward to seeing Pedri and Gavri. They're probably the... Okay. De Bruyne probably is the one tomorrow, isn't he, that you would look at?
Croatia against Morocco, Modric could be.
Perisic, yeah.
Perisic, yeah. Modric. I think they're going to dominate. All of the different criteria we've all mentioned about passing and particularly chance created in the official game.
Perisic takes up a very different role for Croatia than he does for Spurs. So, worth looking at.
So, yeah, for me in Sky, I'm going to be upgrading Pulisic, taking his assist and moving on to Kevin De Bruyne, who are captain that day.
Okay.
So looking at the Thursday, got Switzerland against Cameroon, Uruguay against South Korea, Portugal against Ghana, Brazil against Serbia. Some nice matches there.
But for
the fancy point of view, who looks like a sort of standout captain that day?
Neymar, I think. Yeah. Streets ahead, I think. I mean, we're not sure if Vinicius Junior is going to start. We think Richarlison will, but it could be Gabby Jesus. So I think Neymar's the main man there, he's the talisman.
Yeah.
So I think you want to be looking at him. And Ronaldo, I've got him in the FIFA game as well, because after everything which has happened at Man United recently, I just think he's going to have a decent tournament, and I think he's going to feel like he's got a bit of a point to prove, looking probably for a new club in January. So those are the two kind of main men, I think, on Thursday.
Definitely. Some good matches there. Let's move on just as a little snapshot. Moving on to the next game week, starting up. So we've got Wales against Iran, Qatar against Senegal, Netherlands against Ecuador, England against United States on the Friday, 25th of November. So for me, I'm probably captain Harry Kane, because I think this looks more of a Harry Kane type of game, a sort of a 1-0 to England with a penalty, that kind of game.
Could be right.
But I like Senegal as well, so I might make a... don't know, it's the first game. So
The beauty of this game is that... because it's a fun game to play. You know, you might want to say, I'm going to go for Gareth Bale on Friday, home against an Iran side who have just been heavily beaten, or a Senegal player, like you say, against Qatar. You might just want to, you know, obviously Harry Kane, Depay if he starts for Netherlands, they're the main players, but it's a fun game and you can take risks in this one, knowing that you've got another captaincy in the official game to use. So, You know, you could move to Messi if it fails on the Saturday, for example.
I think I almost wish I had a Senegal player already, but I think just the tactics with the Sky game, the basic tactics are you've got three transfers each round. So for the key there is to move off the early ones to the later ones, so you get your maximum amount of players. I'll probably just be looking to move off these Friday players rather than moving on to any of them. Looking at the Saturday, 26th of November, Tunisia against Australia, Poland against the mighty Saudi Arabia, those that defeated Argentina, France against Denmark, and Argentina in an absolute must-win game against Mexico. Yeah. So, I mean, it's messy, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, prior to today, you might have been thinking Lewandowski against Saudi Arabia, but now maybe we're kind of questioning that because they were pretty aggressive and defended well today and organised. So, but yeah, I think I'll be looking at Messi on that Saturday and looking for a reaction from them in what is a big match.
I mean, we're going to be back next week with more stats updates. We've got over at Fantasy Football Sky in the members area. If you just switch at the top, instead of, you know, the Premier League, which we all used to, just put World Cup in and you'll get all the stats we've shown, and you can look at them yourself and you can look in more detail there. Also, just before we go, just want to thank those who have joined us in the live chat: FPL Sparta, Monty's Reef, Tudor Parner, FBT, Shakala Laka, and Tony B as well. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I hope it's been useful, and we'll get ton more stats ready for you next week for the World Cup. Tom, thanks a lot for your time, and good luck with your stuff in the official game.
Let's see. Hopefully this time next week it'll all be much smoother and we'll know where we're at with it. Let's keep everything crossed, because if it's not, then I think a lot of people will be packing it in by that point. So let's see how it goes.
Rightio. Tom, thanks a lot for joining us. Thanks, everyone. And we'll see you next week. Thanks a lot. Oh, don't forget to like and subscribe, by the way. Just a final, final one there. But hopefully you will. I hope you'll tell all your friends as well. Thanks a lot.